You know I ain't trying to preach, just addressing when something ain't right for me. It's like it's all a silent war waged by the beast, with Mark Duggan getting slayed by police. They did independent investigations, but the story kept changing, and people wanted answers, so of course they're less patient. Sick of all these authorities ignoring them statements, till it's almost forgotten and the story gets ancient. So they took it to the streets as a peaceful protest, but at keeping the peace, the police were hopeless, like his family weren't worthy of the hassle. But that's how things went further than they had to. At first, remaining quite calm, what were they polite? No. They formed a barricade out front and stayed the light scars, making life hard with the attitude of a bunch of armed rednecks yelling, "Stay off my grass." And this made a peaceful crowd angry, which caused the young lady to get beaten down badly by those who swore before to enforce the law. See, this was bound to cause a war for sure. Learn a lesson. Riot or looting is the sound of every word now. Where shops are getting ransacked and houses getting burned down. Crowds are getting hurt, we're hearing how it's getting worse now. When innocent people lost all the thousands that they earned. Wow, TV and radio are speaking about it. News spreading already through the media outlets. Got us reading about kids and teens trying to rob the jewelers. But that's the news flashing green lights, not opportunists. You probably do it just to aid them needs, so all the stomach rumble days can cease. Working 24-7, never getting any wage increase. Having to lie to fuel. Collectors say you'll pay next week, or you're a student trying to make ends meet. Still feeling sore, been ignored since they raised them fees. For 30 years the lower class are groomed to learn they can't take their greed. So bait MPs, you should be in the HMP. And while the banks are getting trouble with the bailout, dare you do the same and the government will stuff you in the jail house. So anger built up, silent at first, now found the time to be heard. And community funding being cut weren't saving them babies. So for 4 days the nation went crazy. Government leaders all claiming this is serious business, but what do they care? They ain't even here to witness the law allowing this madness as they do nothing. It's like they're also out to prove something, but how the system's portrayed, we understood that could never happen. It's almost like someone stood back and let it happen, while we're steady forgetting things we should remember, like why this all started and political agendas. It's definitely fuckery when there's still 300 plus unsolved cases of death in police custody. The truth's there, but who cares? Who cares? Who cares?